Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. John Keim of ESPN with breaking news. You just heard from Earl Forsey live on 106.7 The Fan on the update. Jonathan Allen, the 17th overall pick in this past spring's draft, the Redskins' first rounder, lost for the season. Jay Gruden, when meeting with the media after Sunday's game, said that he expected Allen to lose the next month of his development and to miss about four or so games with a Liz Frank injury. That injury was way worse than they originally thought when they got in and looked at his foot, because he is done for the year. A dagger of a loss for the Redskins, already having lost Trent Murphy for the season before the year began, Phil Taylor, the nose tackle. So now you've lost a starting outside linebacker, a starting nose tackle, and a starting defensive end from your front seven. Three key members of this defense. In the secondary, no Norman this weekend, perhaps. No Breland this weekend, perhaps. It is a walking wounded on defense for Washington. Allen, by the way, Danny, second on the Redskins with 29 combined quarterback pressures and hits. I think what they're doing with the coaches' stats this year is if you affect a throw, if you move a quarterback and get your hand on
him
in the pocket, you push, you know, the and collapse the interior, then you get one. So number one on the team is Matt Ioannidis with 43, believe it or not. Number two, though, is Jonathan Allen with 29. And this is what we've been just craving from that defensive line. Someone who can get into the backfield and affect the throw by pushing with strength the line of scrimmage backwards into the quarterback's face. He did that. He played the run well. So his rookie season ends after five games with 12 tackles, two for loss, one sack, and 29 pressures.
This is bad. This is really, really bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is really bad. They don't have good depth here. They have names. They have people that we know. But let's go through this. Second-round pick Ryan Anderson, 9 snaps this past week. First-round pick Jonathan Allen, now done for the season. Last year's second-round pick quit football. Their first-round pick from last season has 4 catches. 2 of them happen to be for touchdowns, but he can't get out of, you know, he's in some sub-packages sometimes. 19 snaps for him. This is what happens when you don't layer. This is what happens when you don't have good quality depth and you go overspend for, you know, C-minus, D-plus type versions of guys like, you know, Terrence McGee, Terrell McClain, and company. When you go bargain basement shopping, when you don't layer with talent, I think the drop-off is going to be massive. We're going to start to see it. You saw it against San Francisco, where they ran the ball much more effectively when Allen was not in the game. I am devastated by this one, because he was starting to do some of those things. In addition to the unsexy stuff that you never noticed, where you watch Zach Brown fly around and make a tackle, or somebody else is able to shoot their gun and penetrate for a tackle for a loss, etc. He was starting to do some of those things, those more consistent pressures, breaking through where you couldn't stop him one-on-one. He was on the way to being kind of like, it reminds me of sort of Brandon Scherff's growth from year one, kind of as the season went on, where he was fine, and then he started to say, oh yeah, I'm incredible. I'm going to start mauling people now out in space. And now he's turned into one of the best guards in football. This stinks. I am really down about this one, man.
Yeah, it's tough, and it's going to be even more tough when they play against a team like Dallas in 2 weeks that runs the ball as much as the Cowboys do, and Ezekiel Elliott, because he got another stay yesterday, is going to be on the field. But you got worse against the run. I mean, that had been an area where this team had improved mightily. Yeah. Jonathan Allen was a big part of that. And you got worse pass rushing. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You need more out of Preston Smith, who's already got a sack in every game. More out of Ryan Kerrigan, who's already got a sack in every one of the games but one. And suddenly those two guys get more important. No Murphy, no Allen, no Taylor. These guys are dropping like flies. So without Jonathan Allen, here's what you're looking at. It's going to be up front, Stacy McGee starting at one end spot, and presumably Matt Ioannidis starting in Allen's stead at the other end spot, and then Ziggy Hood would start at nose. What the Redskins liked so much about their group this year was the rotation they had, though. They felt like Allen and Ioannidis and McGee and Hood, that those guys could be fresher because they were getting them on and off the field in smaller doses of action, because they had a little bit more depth or more guys that they liked. The player that needs to step up now is Terrell McClain, who they paid to come over from Dallas and who they considered to be a starting caliber option when they signed him. You and I didn't really see it. A lot of people critiqued that signing. He didn't do anything in the preseason. He hasn't really done anything to speak of in the regular season other than falling on a lost fumble at one point. But in terms of making big plays, I think he's got one TFL in the backfield where he blew up a run. He's been very quiet. I like Ioannidis. I think he's proven he's a player. I like him a lot more as one of four guys than one of three guys. And McGee has been fairly silent at times as well, but he plays a position where that's going to be the case. Sure. He's not really a pass rusher by any means. My concern now is Ioannidis is the only guy in this group that can rush the quarterback. And it's funny that we're even talking about him in that way.
It's amazing. It's like Trent Murphy's story a couple years ago or last year where you go, what the hell are they going to do? And then all of a sudden he bursts onto the scene.
Here's the guy I want to highlight, though, is Anthony Lanier. I think Anthony Lanier is going to be a good defensive lineman in the NFL, and it's now or never time. I would not be surprised if right away he's more impactful than Terrell McClain and kind of leapfrogs him. Even though he's been deactivated and not a part of the puzzle at all these last few weeks, he's just a more athletic, better player. He's long. He's harder to block. I'm not sure how good he is against the run. I think that's kind of the bugaboo. He can rush the quarterback some, though, and I think Lanier over McClain is how I would do this. So it'd be McGee, Hood, and Ioannidis with a lot of Anthony Lanier on passing downs. Terrell McClain on running downs is kind of the plan for now. But you're probably going to have to go sign someone because they're thin at that position.
All of a sudden, man. All of a sudden it happens. It's just the only thing you can do is kind of bitch and moan about it and just kind of complain just because it stinks. Every team is dealing with the adversity of it, you know, but it's there are only so many guys that you can kind of handle. Like, hey, Breland's down for a couple days. Let's go to Quentin Dunbar, and that's fine. Okay, no Josh Norman. You can get away with it against San Francisco. But over the long haul, the idea that a bunch of tough guys will say next man up, and that's very convenient and easy to say. This is a player, man. This is somebody that was going on his way, I'm telling you, to being a household name, one of those excellent defensive players that every offensive coordinator goes, all right, the first thing we got to do is know where 95 is. When that happens, we can then figure out how we're going to scheme away from him, at him, whatever else. He was on his way to that. It was the kind of performances that I don't think we truly appreciate because he had to do so many of those unsexy things, again, taking on those double teams and freeing up space for other guys, starting to create some havoc in the pocket. That, to me, right now is what the NFL is. It is, can you create from the inside to either to get the sack yourself, bat down the pass yourself, or to allow the outside guys to get home? Because think about how many times the Redskins...
Rattle a quarterback.
Can a quarterback step up against the Redskins as guys fly by them like Maverick and Goose buzzing the tower and Top Gun? How many times has that happened over the last couple years? Interior pressure, forcing people to account for it, whether it's via running back, via chip, via extra things, to allow one-on-one guys to win, to me, is the key to defense right now in the league. And he was doing that, and that's why the Redskins have been so good. 5.9 yards per pass attempt, one of the top 10 teams in the league to start this season. It's been because of 95. Sucks, man.
I wonder if they'll call up Grant and Danny Mushball participant Kedrick Golston with a vacancy.
I can confirm he's in really good shape.
He's in great shape. I don't know if hitting bombs in a mushball game against me and you helps you at all in the NFL, but he did that very effectively.
Jay Gruden, he went up. That's what he did. Let's sign him up.
Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines for you. 800-636-1067. Your takeaways after the Allen injury. First of all, the caliber of the loss. We're breaking it down. This is huge. How do you replace him really is what we need to hit on, though. Where do you go from here? I think Anthony Lanier needs to play a lot right away. Terrell McClain has to be better, and I'm guessing a lot more Matt Ioannidis. But do you think the Redskins have the depth to get by without Allen, a first-round pick in the top 20 who was playing very well, his rookie season ending with the second most quarterback pressures and hits on the passer on the team about a third of the way through the campaign? 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.